Amy Lobota is not with us today, and our co-host, Jim Dugan, is sitting in for her. Hey, Jim.
Hey.
This has turned into kind of education and career day on Attitude Adjustment, and we're going to close the hour with Abby Hutter, who's the executive director of JS Firm, the company that partners with EAA to do the full week job fair that's happening here. So, Abby, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I'm always happy to come down to the radio room and talk to both Amy and you. And Jim, it's nice to meet you as well.
So let's talk about this feeding frenzy. What's going on?
Oh my gosh. It's not just at Oshkosh, during Oshkosh, but we're seeing more and more with companies on our website that companies are competing for talent right now. Job seekers have options. This year, we've been doing the career fair with EAA for 7 years. It's the most companies we've ever had participate in the career fair, and we're at over 50 companies.
What do you think are the greatest challenges right now facing the regionals, and how have they stepped up to try to handle recruiting?
Oh my gosh. So I was just reading the ad in AirVenture today. PSA alone, their starting rate for captains is $145 an hour. And for the right seat, they're starting at $90 an hour. Where I can remember 5 years ago, you could make more money working at McDonald's and flying for a regional. So it has completely flipped. And then not only do they have those amazing rates, they have sign-on bonuses, relocation assistance, then they have that guaranteed flow through to the majors as well.
Talk about that guaranteed flow through. How does that practically how does that work in practical terms?
So the way that we see it working most often is it's that guaranteed interview. So that you still have to go through the process. So it's a guaranteed interview. So, you know, you have PSA and Piedmont, who are feeders for American, and then as well with the other airlines, that it is just, it's amazing. And the industry right now is so hot. My daughter, actually, she's 18. She goes to college in a couple weeks, Bowling Green State University in Ohio. She told me a couple weeks ago, she's like, Mom, I want to do the aviation studies and flight operations. I was like, you want to be a pilot? Like, if I could go back, and I know there's ups and downs in the industry, right? But I feel like within the next 4 years, you know, she'll graduate with her instrument, her private pilot, multi, and commercial. And I'm so excited for her. But I keep telling her, I'm like, I'm not pushing you, right? Like, you're choosing to do this on your own. And she's like, yes, Mom, I want to do it. So I'm really excited to see her, you know, take that path.
We've seen on the news every day the stories of the pilot shortage at the airlines. Yeah. But can you tell us more about, what about corporate? What about Part 91 and Part 135 corporate operators?
Yeah.
How is the pilot shortage affecting them?
So it's interesting. You know, I've talked with a lot of companies lately, and they're participating in the career fair. So you have Red Wing Aviation, Fly Exclusive, Premier Jets. They're all customers of ours. They're all participating in the career fair. Where they're struggling with their pilots is they're currently not paying their pilots what the majors are paying. So they're having people come in, they're building up their flight time. And I talked to a company in Alabama a couple weeks ago that said he was paying his pilot $120,000, and Breeze Airways came in and offered him $220,000. And he was like, I can't compete with that. So now he's struggling to fill, you know, to find another pilot to fill that seat to fly for him.
So this sounds like a supply and demand problem, but that's an extreme. That doesn't sound like a sort of a normal market kind of a modulation up and down. So your daughter, who's expressing career interest, could be setting herself up for another feast famine kind of thing. I just wonder. More a question than a statement.
Without a doubt. So what I'm doing and helping her do is, you know, she's got a minor in something else. And we tell her, too, like, maybe she loses her medical. Like, you can't just be so focused that I'm going to be a pilot because things happen. So I want her to be well-rounded. And that's a great suggestion for other people, too. I mean, you got to be a well-rounded person. So when that famine does happen again, you have options.
Tell us about the career fair that's going on here at Oshkosh.
Yeah. So the career fair happens every day during the show hours. Most of the people participating are over in the Career and Education Center, but the ones like GE or Constant Aviation, Cirrus, the companies that have, you know, the 100 by 100 booths and three towers, they're not over in that center, but they're participating from their booth. And you can look on the app for EAA, and anyone that has a red check mark in their booth means they're participating in the career fair, and it means you should go talk to them. Talk about their opportunities. The jobs are also on our website as well as EAA. So through the show, you're able to search on EAA's website as well to see the opportunities. And it's not just pilots and mechanics. Like you said, they're looking for finance people, administration people, avionics, maintenance. They're searching for everyone.
You mentioned both pilot and non-pilot kind of positions. Have you talked to people who are not necessarily looking to be pilots sort of get a sense of how this is landing with them?
Yeah, so I had a lady just this morning before I walked over. She was looking for a business development position within the industry, and I was kind of running out of the booth to come over here, and she's like, could we run some searches on your website? And I was like, it's jsfirm.com. I said, go on, search keyword business development, and you'll have... You know, we have 30,000 jobs on the website right now. Because she even asked me, she was like, well, do you know any off the top of your head? And I was like, I don't. I couldn't, 30,000 jobs.
What do you think the industry is going to do to solve the problem of pilot shortage? And when do you think that will happen? When do you think things would, quote, be back to normal hiring?
So if I had the answer to that question, I don't know that I'd be sitting here, but what we see is just what the companies, that especially the regional airlines, what they're trying to do to fill those seats. And again, it's not just the pilots. It's for every aircraft. If you have two pilots, you have 5-6 mechanics maintaining that aircraft. So the shortage is there. JS Firm has been preaching about this for the last 5 years. We knew it was, even pre-pandemic, we knew they were trending. Boeing did just update their numbers to, it's like 10,000 less, which is great. So they're making improvements. But, we ask people all the time the same thing. And I don't know that, if the government's going to start helping. I feel like if the government would support, my daughter's going to spend 80 plus grand to get through all that stuff at Bowling Green. If she could get more support, and she will be applying to scholarships from already, I know where to find them. But I feel like sometimes it's so unobtainable for your general public to go do that. So I think if we could get more support.
We're talking with Abby Hunter, who's the executive director of JS Firm, the company that helps EIA run its week-long job fair during AirVenture Oshkosh 2022.
You've been dealing with the Oshkosh Job Fair for many years. Mm-hmm. What is some great success stories that you could tell us that you've heard of people coming here, interviewing, and suddenly they have an airline career or a corporate pilot career?
Yeah, so we don't hear too much after the show because, if you get a new job, you're not calling Indeed or JS Firm saying, hey, thanks, got a job. But we literally see, we're right next to Delta, which is awesome. So just there's a line of people talking to their captains every day, and they're making job offers. The regionals are making job offers. So we see people coming in suits. You can also come casual, but they're coming in, they're sitting down outside and having conversations and making hires. And for those airlines, if they make one or two hires this week, that expense, it's worth its weight in gold for them.
That's very cool. pardon me. So how do you frame this up with young people without making promises that, maybe we can't keep? I want to encourage, I want young people to feel encouraged to go into aviation, but the feast famine thing we have seen before. Yeah. So you talked about having a backup plan, making sure that you minor in something that that's going to work for you.
Yeah.
Other ideas?
No, I think exposing the younger generation to aviation, I say a lot that, and obviously airports have to have fences around them, but aviation is almost constructed in a way that it seems unobtainable, right? There's barbed wire and fences and, I can't fly that plane or I can't work on that aircraft. So even just introducing kids, and I love how EAA does the discovery flights and the pancake breakfast. And I think the more we continue to do that to show the youth that it is possible, they're going to push. And then some help, maybe financial, from the government to really get people into the industry. I think it's the best way. Just talking about it, and it's obtainable,
When you talk to these young pilot candidates that are coming by the booth, do you notice that they're asking different questions than pilots of maybe 10, 20 years ago? For example, it seems like quality of life has become a major issue right now.
It is. And I don't know if it's COVID driven, where everybody had to work from home. I know a lot of the charter companies, they allow their pilots to live, they're home based. As long as they're within an hour of a an international airport, they can live anywhere in the country. They just got to get to the jet.
And that never used to be the case
a
couple of years ago.
No,
and now everyone does.
And what the companies are screaming to us, they're like, how do I advertise home base without having 1,000 jobs on JS Firm? So what we did is actually added a new category of jobs on our website for home base pilots. So that way, even if our jobs work on a map, city, state. So instead of listing it a million times, they list it once and it says home base, and pilots can search jobs that way. So, but yeah, it's a good time to be a job board right now. And the show itself has never been busier for us. Even companies coming up to us like, what do you have? What can I do? What do we need to do more of? And it's, you know, and the job seekers every year, they remember us here at Oshkosh. So they're coming up and, you know, they ask us as well how many companies are advertising. And we have a computer up in the desk or in our booth just to show people where to find them. And they're all over the grounds. And I also recommend, even if they don't have the red check mark, everybody's hiring. The day you stop recruiting is the day you go out of business, right? So even if you're not advertising, if you meet the right person, JS Firm's hiring. I need people to work for JS Firm. You know, so talk to people, network with people, see the opportunities that are out there, and have good conversations.
This level of activity shows no sign of letting up, at least, you know, probably not this year, right?
Oh, my gosh. We're preparing mentally for the bottom to drop out, right? But yeah. I don't know that it's going to be this year, but it's coming. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do to prepare, but we're trying to be as helpful as we can and, you know, communicate with the companies and the job seekers to get them where they're going.
And create this right place, right time environment.
Yes.
For people. That's great. Abby Hutter is the executive director of JS Firm, the company that helps EAA put together its week-long job fair, which is happening where?
All over the grounds. All, and it's the same hour. It's 9 to 5 every day, 9 to 4 on Sunday. I would check out the Career and Education Center. That's where the bulk of the people are. And then, like I said, the companies like Cirrus and GE Aviation that have the monster booths, they're participating from their booth on the grounds.
Great. Thanks, Abby.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're listening to EAA Radio.